Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY, indeed. And we are going to take you to the Carnival and the 4th of July Parade in Ann Arbor, two great events that are coming up, thanks to our Ann Arbor JCs. The Ann Arbor JCs is a group of engaged young professionals, ages 21 to 40. They are passionate about our community and making positive change here. And their mission is to provide personal and professional development opportunities to empower their members to be good community stewards. Inevitably, whenever I meet someone who is a JC or used to be a JC, they are so involved with our community. It's a great way for young people to really step up and to make their imprint in the community. So to help fund their community work that they do, they host a number of events throughout the year, including the upcoming Summer Carnival, which is later this week. Joining us to talk about it is the president of the Ann Arbor JCs, Marie Bowes. How did you get involved with the JCs? How did it begin for you? Because I want you to talk to that young person out there who might not realize that the JCs is a group that can really be beneficial for their career and for forming those very important relationships as a young person. So how did you get involved, Marie?
Yeah, great question. I moved to Ann Arbor a couple of years ago. My husband got accepted to U of M, and so we moved over to Ann Arbor, and I knew absolutely no one. So I was like, okay, how do I get involved? How do I make some friends and get more involved in my community? I love giving back to my community. And so I joined the Meetup app. And through there, I found the Ann Arbor JCs on there. And immediately, my first meeting, I fell in love. It's like, okay, they give back to the community every month. And there's this great group of young people. And I have so many friends now after being a JC for a few years.
Well, I think the way you give back to the community is a fun way, because your members can volunteer to work with other nonprofits and to, you know, help staff their events. You really make your mark in the community, and I think that is phenomenal. But you also have these events, and this helps fund your organization, right? Events like the Carnival coming up?
Yes, it does. It's our biggest fundraiser of the year, almost our sole fundraiser. We have one other Easter fundraiser, but it only brings in about $1,000 versus the Carnival could bring in, last year, bring $27,000.
Oh, my goodness. This is incredible. All right. So before you tell us about this year's Carnival, we do have to mention the elephant in the room. And that is the fact that there is a competing Carnival this year that is in the parking lot over at Briarwood Mall that started this past weekend. And it does go through your weekend. Did that come as a big surprise to the JCs?
Yes, it did. Thankfully, the city reached out to us and let us know. Otherwise, I'm not sure we would have known until it was happening.
Yeah. And so they reached out. That's good to let you know that this other Carnival was going on. Did it change anything that you're doing for your Carnival?
We're trying to market harder to show that our Carnival is the one that a nonprofit gets funds for and goes back into the community. I'm not sure what Briarwood's doing with their profits.
Oh, that's a good point. So your Carnival starts this coming Thursday. This is the Ann Arbor JC Summer Carnival. How long has this been going on from year to year? It dates back a long time, doesn't it?
Yeah, over 80 years.
80 years. Oh, my gosh. That is incredible. Do you have any idea how they came up with an idea of a carnival complete with a Ferris wheel and all the great rides originally, saying this might be a great way for the JCs to help fund our nonprofit efforts?
I don't. I really should look into the history of that.
Okay, so for people that don't even know what JCs is all about, and you know what the word itself is a little different, JCs, did that stand for Junior Chamber, as in Chamber of Commerce?
Yes, it does.
Okay, all right. So you're like that business that organization that represents our business community, and doing philanthropic things as well. So how many members do you have, Marie?
In the Ann Arbor chapter, we have 35 members.
And so there are chapters all over the country then?
Yes. So there's JCI Michigan, which has 20 chapters, I believe, inside of Michigan. And then there's JCI USA, who has a lot of different states involved. And we're actually an international organization. So JCI is Junior Chamber International.
Have you ever heard of any of these other groups doing carnivals as a fundraiser?
No.
Ann Arbor might be the only one. All right. So tell us all about the Summer Carnival coming up, Marie. What is it going to be like this year?
It's always a lot of fun rides. You'll always see our tent out at the beginning when you first are going in. So come and stop and say hi to us. We have water if you're thirsty, and we love to chat. But yeah, they have a lot of different rides. They have elephant ears and the funnel cakes, you know, deep fried Oreos, all the fun things that we love going in and grabbing during our snack breaks. It'll be Thursday and Friday evening, and then all day Saturday and Sunday.
And this is at Pioneer High School. Forgot to mention the location, but it's always on the grounds of Pioneer High School there in the parking lot. There is a $10 minimum purchase required to enter the Midway. No entry to Midway permitted 1 hour before the close, so keep that in mind. And no re-entry allowed, and no unaccompanied minors. You guys do a good job of making sure this is a safe event, don't you? What kinds of things do you put into place with that? You have your members there, first of all.
Yes, we also have local security and a few police officers on site at all times. Also, the different rules, like no unaccompanied minors is one. We had some issues with some high school students, so we implemented that rule so that there's a guardian or some sort of parental figure at all times with these children running around as well, so make sure that they're safe.
Yeah, that's just a smart thing to do. Who is the carnival organization that's coming in this year? Who did you guys hire for this?
Skirbeck. We've been working with them for a long time.
Oh, great. And the hours are Thursday, June 19th, 4 to 9 p.m., Friday, June 20th, also 4 to 9 p.m. So evening hours this coming Thursday and Friday. And then the weekend stretches from noon to 10 p.m., both Saturday and Sunday. And you said you guys raise just under $30,000 every year for this?
Yes. So Skirbeck is very generous in it. We do a lot of the administrative so that they can just come and set up all of the rides and not have to worry about getting a permit or like the water setup and all of those, like the hiring the police, like all of that stuff. And so then they give us a percentage of all of their sales.
Wow, that's great. And wristbands are $35 a day. Ride tickets you can get four for $6 or a sheet of 50 tickets for $60, which might be great for those large families. And there's minimum purchase $10 each or $20 per family. And then you've got the Midway Bucks that you can use for food and games. I mean, it's a beautiful carnival. You do a great job with this. And are you? Is it cash only? Is that right, Marie?
Yes, there is an ATM on site, but it does get to be a big line, so I would definitely recommend bringing cash.
All right. And you can go to a2jcs.org, get details not only about the carnival, but the JCs themselves and the kinds of wonderful things they do in the community. That's A, the number two, JCs is jaycees.org. jaycees.org. So a2jcs.org. They were established, the Ann Arbor JCs, all the way back in 1936. And our guest is Marie Bose, who is the president this year for 2025 of the Ann Arbor JCs. Can you give us an idea of the kinds of things the JCs does every year to help out our community, Marie?
Yeah, our biggest community event every year is the 4th of July Parade. It will be downtown on the 4th of July. Very excited for it. As the president, I actually get to be in the parade.
There's nothing like being in a parade. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I got to get my parade wave down. Yeah,
exactly. How many entries do you have this year in the parade?
35 so far. We have a few more days to sign up. The end of the week, I believe, is our deadline to sign up to be in the parade.
And you can go to a2jcs.org to do that?
Yes.
Okay. And any groups or who's going to be in the parade this year? How do you decide that?
We don't really limit anyone. There is a fee. So if you're an individual or a nonprofit, it's completely free. Political parties are $75 and then businesses are $100.
All right. I want to remind people that back in the 80s, there was a woman in town who had a son who was in the Gulf War. And she wanted to see a patriotic 4th of July parade in Ann Arbor. We didn't have one at that time. And so she started it. And UJCs came in a few years later, and you were able, because she couldn't do it anymore, and you saved our parade. And you've kept it going all these years. So thank you to the JCs. I don't know what's so hard about putting on a parade. A lot of small towns do that. They do fireworks as well. Could you guys bring fireworks back to Ann Arbor? We would like to see some fireworks again. If the JCs can get a parade, they can do the fireworks for us. But you guys did a wonderful job all these years and continue to do so on behalf of our community. Besides the 4th of July parade that you put on, but you also help out other nonprofits, right? And how does that work with your group?
Yeah, so there are some signature events that we will do every year. So one of those is called Zombie Zap. It's really fun for the kids. We partner with Big Brothers Big Sisters. We've been doing that for about 8 years, I believe now. So we will rent out some space in Best in Games. So we partner with them as well for the event. 100 kids or 100 groups. It's like bigs and littles. So it's 100 people will come. They have a little pizza party. They go out and play in the arcade, and we buy them wristbands so that they can have 2 hours of unlimited go-karts or golf or whatever different activities they want to do. So it's a lot of fun to like bring these kids smiles, and they come all dressed up in their Halloween costumes.
Oh, that's wonderful. And I know that if there are nonprofits out there that need some volunteers at their various events, they can contact the JCs and see if you guys are able to help as well.
Yes, we have a contact here form on our website, or they can email any of us. It's all like my email is president@a2jcs or community@a2jcs. So it's our title with our website.
And again, it's all on a2jcs.org for more information. These are young professionals ages 21 to 40 who are really doing a great job in our community. But it's also about meeting people, isn't it? And meeting friends and fostering bonds with each other as well as the community. Marie, you mentioned how you were new to the community, didn't know anyone when you and your husband came here, and it's been a great way to forge those relationships and help out in careers as well.
Yes, it really has. So being an accountant, I was the treasurer last year, so that was a lot of fun for me to see working professionally for a large nonprofit and then coming in to be the treasurer for a small nonprofit. I could bring that experience, but also see a difference. Like, I had never worked with QuickBooks before, and I was able to work with QuickBooks because that's not something a large corporation is going to need, but it was a valuable experience for me to have. So there's things that help me in my professional development. It's something I can put on my resume, but also meeting people. Like, one of my friends is an entrepreneur. She owns her own massage therapy business in Saline. And through becoming friends with her and the JCs, I am now a client of hers.
See how that works, everyone? Those connections are so important. If someone is between the ages 21 and 40 and they would like to join the Ann Arbor JCs and experience that as well and give back to the community, what do they need to do? Is there a fee? How does this work?
Yeah, so on our website, there is a link to click that says become a member. It'll take you to another website to do our application. Mm-hmm. We have to use another website because it's an international organization. So we all go through that same funnel to keep track of all of the members, but it is $80 per year. So that helps us pay our dues up through the different ranks of JCI Michigan, JCI USA. Yeah, for just $80 a year, we feed you a lot. So you're definitely getting your money back.
That's great. A2JCs.org. Carnival starts this Thursday, runs through Sunday. It'll be in the Pioneer High School parking lot. And when you go to the Summer Carnival sponsored by the Ann Arbor JCs, you know you're helping out our community, giving back to the community. That's what the JCs does with that money. And it's a lot of fun as well. And then you mentioned the 4th of July parade. Obviously, it's on the 4th of July, which is a Friday this year. What time will the parade kick off in downtown Ann Arbor?
Yeah, so there is a 5K that starts at 8 a.m. That's sponsored by Epic Races. Mm-hmm. And then our parade is right after at 10 a.m.
All right. Going to be a lot of fun. We'll see you at both events. Thank you so much for what you and the other JCs do for our community. We really appreciate it. You make the Ann Arbor area a better place to live. Marie, thank you. Marie Bowes, again, from the Ann Arbor JCs. I'm the Lucy Ann Land Show, Ann Arbor's talk station, 1290 WLBY.